The question was, are you monkey barring or Shrekking your way through cuffing season? Which caused Maitland to look at me and say, what?
Uh-huh.
Pretty close, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally, Maitland would just say, cool beans.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right. So cuffing season, we know, as we've learned in the past, is the natural desire for people to couple up as the weather gets cooler, because we all are, quote-unquote, hibernating in our homes.
Cuffs
more
on someone.
Yeah. So lock someone down before you have lonely season instead.
Yeah.
So these are two other relatively new dating terms. What do you think monkey barring is? Now, this has existed for a lot of people for a long time. It's now been named as a strategy and blamed on Gen Z.
Is it jumping from one to the next, like going from the next bar to the next bar to the next bar kind of thing?
Yes, to that point. Okay. But you know the next bar is there, and you can reach it before you let go of the last one. So in other words, you're already halfway into the next one.
Okay, see, I was thinking it's like you're just hanging on until the next the next better thing comes
maybe
along.
Maybe that's like another phase of it.
Yeah.
It says partners move from one connection to a connection, only letting go of the old one when they've moved on to the next. They said it's when people stay with someone they don't like until the new opportunity bears fruit. But that is not a new thing. It's just now has a new fancy, you know, fun BuzzFeed name or whatever, whoever gave it to it.
That's kind of like what people do when they're looking, you know, a lot of people, when they're looking for a new job.
I think that's the way to do it with
jobs.
Yeah,
exactly. You don't want to leave the old one until you got the new one in hand.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. All right.
I saw a girl who said that she'd gotten broken up with, and she said, you know, she said, my boyfriend dumped me yesterday, and I'm going on a date today. And a bunch of people were like, oh, man, you just had your foot already out the door, somebody already in the door. And she's like, no, the door was closed, but there was still a line to get in. And I was like,
oh, that's a great line.
I am not dating right now, but if and when that day comes, oh, man, I'm going to use that.
That's a great
line. That's really good.
Good for her, right?
I was like, girl, yes.
They say, this article says, what does monkey barring say about young daters? Data from Match.com and Hinge find that young people are looking for serious relationships, but simultaneously reporting high levels of dating-related anxiety. Again, that's not new for the younger generation. This is something that most people had, you know, like when you're in college, you're like, hey, everybody else hooking up, but not me. Or if you're hooking up, you're like, why am I not hooking up with the person I want? Or whatever, right? Unless you had met your soulmate or the one you thought you'd be with the rest of your life, You had dating anxiety, right?
Yeah.
I'm not crazy.
Oh,
am I?
Absolutely.
No. I mean, I probably had a little more, but maybe not.
No, everybody thinks
they had more.
There was always that one or two couples that they met their freshman year of college, first day, and ended up getting married and have been married for 50 years. But yeah.
I think I would have more anxiety now if I were in that dating pool.
Why?
Because when we were that age, one, I didn't worry about people monkey barring me that much, and there was less to worry about with social media. I didn't have to worry about guys sliding into my girlfriend's DMs and
that's
all that
definitely
stuff.
True.
And constantly wondering who's been reaching out, if she's been reaching back to anyone. Like, I mean, not that cheating can't happen, but it had to happen there was a little bit more higher degree of difficulty.
Yeah.
It had to be in person, maybe in a class or something, but
yeah. I think it compares,
I was a lot less worried than I think I would be now at that age.
It compares in the sense of, well, why am I not in the relationship I want? But yes, all of those added, you know, all the added plumage you mentioned, definitely harder now. I agree completely. They say that because of the prevalence of dating apps and how easy it is to just go, hey, all right, let's see what's out there. It makes the whole monkey barring thing ever easier. All right. Well, what about Shrekking then?
Is that where you like dwell in your house and you don't go out at all?
Nope.
Anybody who comes up, you're like, get out of my swamp.
No. No, this is far more insulting, I think.
Is this where you turn into something really ugly at nighttime?
It's when you intentionally date down so that you can have the advantage in the relationship.
Oh.
Okay.
It's the practice of purposely dating down, meaning dating someone whom you consider below your standards so that you have the upper hand. That's as it's defined in Psychology Today. On behalf of ugly men, this is a great thing.
Right? Yeah, your wife is super hot. It's
she is Shrekking the S out of me.
Yeah.
This is hitting Shrek close to home.
Yeah.
You're getting Shrek so good.
Yeah. She can Shrek me today if she wants to. I'll just bend over and be like, Shrek away. You know, as long as you stay. Good. The belief is that the other person should be so grateful, guilty as charged, to have you, and therefore will keep going extra miles to keep you happy. Now, here's the thing Psychology Today says. This can lead to an unpleasant reckoning or a Shrekening when the person realizes that you did this on purpose.
Or when the person has a glow up and then you start realizing that now you're the Shrek.
Yeah, that does happen. Mm-hmm. You know, they say if you haven't figured it out yet, being described as Shrek is not a big compliment. So if someone is Shrekking with you,
it's not bad.
Okay. Steve, do you feel Shreked?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm okay with it.
Mate, are you the Shrek or the donkey in your relationship?
Definitely the donkey.
I don't know if that even applies, but it was a fun way to ask the question.
I'm a wisecracking ass.
That's aspirational, actually. Yeah, I like that.
And I'm always making waffles.
They say Shrekking is deliberate and not remotely the same as compromising what you may have thought were your official standards. When you Shrek, you're deliberately dating someone you consider inferior, specifically for control. You hope your significant other is so darn thankful to be with you, maybe they won't, that you won't have to try as hard yourself. You don't have to hide your faults. You can be the scabby, gross person you really are just because you think you're attractive.
Does it really say that?
Nope.
Scabby, gross?
No, some of this is editorialized. Okay. Probably the parts that are most insulting, but not all of them.
Yeah.
Are you scabby and gross?
Well, on the inside, you know, because obviously Fiona had a good heart because she's an ogre at night. These Fiona ladies here, they stay Fiona the whole time, I guess. You know, at least wants to put their face on, right, Hot Wings?
Yeah, you better believe it.
The big assumption in Shrekking is that the other person believes, or at least has some inherent understanding, that they're Shrek. And they're saying that they've seen examples of this when they're studying couples where she thinks she's Shrekking, not using that term, but like dating down, and like he's so lucky, and then or vice versa. And then the other person's like, no, we're the same, which means they would expect similar effort out of that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, they say, is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
And very insulting to assume that they know they are not attractive enough for you.
Mm-hmm. I think that if you're going into a new relationship and you have to say to yourself, all right, what's my strategy here? I think that's a bad sign.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And the article, by the way, from this Psychology Today kind of hits on what Maitland said. You referred to it as the globe. They say, also, nothing stays the same with the possible exception of fruitcake. Good one.
Oh, man.
That's a Psychology Today
fruitcake reference.
Over time, looks, wealth, social connections, jobs, and even the amount each of you can deadlift will evolve. You and the other person's perception of these characteristics will change. Mm. As you get to know each other, more superficial things tend to fall off the list of priorities, supplanted by things at more core compatibility. And if you're not trying, that's going to be a problem for you, Fiona.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I didn't deadlift competition when we first started dating, so I'm not sure where we are now.
You better get on it. Otherwise, how are you going to know who's winning?
Mm-hmm.
Every relationship is about who can win and everything.
Right. Yeah. Yep. It's a competition, man.
Never forget. Yeah. Never let them win.
It always works.
No, definitely not.
Remember,
no.
They don't lose if you can't win. Isn't that the goal of every relationship?
Yeah.
That was one of the few Dr. Phil advices. The two things that he said were, you know, mostly he's a quack who's, you know, stolen and done stuff like that. Stolen, but whatever.
I think he was pretty legit at the beginning.
Yeah. And two things he said that really stuck with me is if you fight, and you fight so you win, that means your partner has to lose. And that's a bad thing to root for. And that really makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
And then the other one where he says to people, you know, like when they're like, yeah, this keeps happening. He says, how's that working out for you? That's such a great line.
Out? Yeah.
Because you ask that to people where it's not working out for them and they either have a realistic moment or they reveal that this is how they want their miserable, stupid life to be.
Uh-huh.
I've experienced both of those.
Mm-hmm, for sure. I think we all have.
I can't imagine. Do you think you've ever known someone Like, now, obviously, the term is, you know, pop culture at this point, Shrekking. But did you ever know someone? Like, I didn't have any good-looking friends. No offense, Hot Wings.
None taken, ugly.
No, but really, you were never in a position. I mean, I guess, yeah, everybody can date down. I mean, I would have had to find someone with a milk eye and a missing arm. But that was a little too close to home.
Yeah.
But did you ever know someone who intentionally dated down just because they thought this ugly person will try harder? Like where they said it out loud? Kelly, I'm looking at your direction, some of your vapid friends.
I've heard people say they date boring guys because it's easier. I've never had anybody be like, yeah, I date uglier people so excuse me, so I can feel better about myself.
Boring guys meaning what?
Like guys that aren't, I guess what this means is guys that aren't going to bring chaos that's intoxicating into your life.
Okay.
Because yeah, guys like me with small friend groups and don't have a lot of drama and baggage.
Yeah.
Somebody you don't have to worry about.
I was just trying to get Kelly to say you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys like you.
It sounds more insulting than it really is.
No, I'll take
it. Because you get so used to being in these like intoxicating relationships with these crazy ups and downs. And I'm speaking from my own personal experience because that's what I've known. Mm-hmm. And that's love. So when you're in a relationship where somebody isn't always picking at you and mm-hmm. then deeply in love with you the next day and then picking at you the next, it feels boring. But
it's funny because it's also, and I don't mean this as a brag for any of us, just in general, it's what you all aspire to.
Absolutely.
And by you all, I mean everybody, men and women.
Right. And I feel like the people, and this goes for anybody that's dating, that's living more of like that boring life or whatever, boring in relationships. Mm-hmm. Like they're playing the long game, knowing that if they haven't found their person yet, their person's out there doing what I'm doing, where they're just like just throwing themselves into chaos because that
dating
feels
door's
like
closed.
Love. Right. And they're just like, nope, at some point you realize like it's not settling when you find boring. It's actually really peaceful and meaningful and loving and all of those things.
Boring is happy adjacent to me.
I love my boring life.
Lives are good. Yeah, because a lot of times what people perceive is like having the butterflies, that's just anxiety and your brain overriding everything. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, oh, this isn't exciting. And it's because, oh, that's why he's not boring. It's because he's not triggering my trauma responses. Mm-hmm. But now I'm perceiving it as boring because all I know is toxicity.
Right.
And so.
Yeah. So that's what
dropping knowledge.
Yeah. Man, I've done some studying.
Yeah. I'm right there with you, Hot Wings.
Dr. Hot Wings.
I'm still in class.
I've learned, Kelly. I've learned a few
How's
things.
That working out for you? I just wanted to participate.
I learned a few things about attachment styles.
In my relationship now, things were so easy at first. I was in here saying, like, this is too easy. Something bad's going to happen. Or, like, something's wrong here. This can't be this easy. And then somebody finally looked at me and was like, why don't you deserve easy? And I was like, oh, I can't think of a reason I don't.
I don't think it was me. Did I say that? I'm just hoping I came up with something good once. Did I say it?
Maybe.
No, I didn't.
We all deserve someone who's easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, I've been working on that my whole life.
Yeah.
I've been so easy over here.
You're literally the easy button. I don't know.
I don't either, honestly.